Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, freaks, welcome back. Or for the first timers, hello. We love it that you've all been listening and apparently enjoying. You can comment about the podcast or anything you hear on the air as we do mornings now with Matt and Ramona. You can go to Facebook, Matt Ramona page. You can do Ramona Holloway. You can do Matt Harris. Whatever it takes to get a hold of us. Love to hear from you. Rate and comment when this thing's all done. And please share. Also with us, they might be popping in at some point during the podcast. You should know that Bruce Eric and Squatch is here as well. I want to begin with the fact that people seem to think they're better than anybody they know. Mm. They think they're the best person they possibly know. About almost half.
How do you go through life like that?
Believe they're better than everyone they know.
Better than everyone you know? Like, I like to surround myself with people who I think are better than me.
Right.
Well, maybe they can't find them.
Like, I feel they lift me up and they enhance my life. Like, I hang around people who I want to be more like for their...
Oh,
for their spirituality, for their humor, for their drive, for the way they care about other people.
But a lot of times you
think, like, walk in the room and be like, hello, little people. Ramona has arrived, and I am, well, better than you.
Well,
that's horrifying.
Now, the people you're talking about, though, are the people that you chose to hang out with. I choose to hang out, but there's work people. People sometimes might work in a situation where all the people
at work who I think feel they're better than me.
The person who's saying I'm only around people that I'm better than, that might work with a bunch of losers. They might go to school with a bunch of losers. They might live in a neighborhood with a bunch of losers.
I'm a loser is what you're telling me.
No, I'm saying we're talking about people you choose to hang out with, but there's a lot of people you don't choose to hang out with.
Okay.
Because I'm better than some of the people I know.
So you want me to think that the people I don't hang out with are just losers?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
okay.
Right.
No. All right.
I'm saying, don't
that's
you
a way
think,
to look at it.
You definitely know that you're better than a lot of people you know.
Didn't you
right?
bring this up to your father at one point?
Yeah, a long time ago. It was Thanksgiving, I believe, and it started the biggest fight because I said, I'm better than most people. He's like, what? I'm like, I got to be in the top 51%. he's like, what? That's not how I raised you. I didn't raise you to think that way.
He did raise you with low self-esteem.
Yes, he did. He did. I think his angle he was coming from, that I'm not supposed to think I'm better than anybody, I guess, but that's a bunch of crap. Of course I'm better than people.
No.
I mean, what, really?
You might be better at something.
Oh, no, like, better all around.
You might
better.
Be better at basketball than me, but you're not a better person than me.
Right. I didn't say I was a better person than you. I'm not going to list the people that I'm better than, but there's certainly some people that... I'm smarter. Like, I think one of the things was I said, well, okay, I'm smarter than 49% of the people. You got to give me that. He wouldn't even give me that.
What does your dad think you rate?
I never got to that point. He was just telling me how egotistical I was.
He thinks you're smarter than 2% of the population.
Yes.
Or 0% of the population.
I think I'm morally top 51%. I think...
What makes you think you're morally top 50 anything?
Because I walk around and look at things and see people.
Because he's constantly walking around judging others, Eric. That's why.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't always, but right now I'm kind of peaking. You don't think that there's some people you hang out with that you think that you're better than in some way?
If I have to hang out with you and I think I'm better than you, I'm pretty sure I'm not hanging out with you. There's just no purpose.
Well, let's
in
not
that.
Use the word hanging out. The word's not hanging out. It's you know.
That I know?
It's just you know.
Oh.
That you've met. That, you
that
know.
I've met. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
See, that's what I'm, that's
okay.
all I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. I see your point on that. I see your point.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm better than.
Than people.
No, I'm not saying better than 51% of people I know. I'm talking about of the whole population.
Right. Of the world.
Of the world.
When you take a look at the people
USA.
Who signed up for Matt Harris's degenerate Facebook page where he just basically says and supports a lot of things that are very odd. When you take a look at that group of people.
I love those people.
Maybe.
Now, it's the people I know, I'm probably bottom 8%.
Okay.
But when you say you know them, meaning like we have a relationship, had a relationship and I know them.
When they say no, I think you're just talking about people you
like,
have
come
in contact with.
I'll give you someone who you think you're better than.
Who?
You think you're better than that lady who you had the altercation with in the sandwich shop, mm-hmm. who took too long to figure out whether or not she wanted lettuce.
That's very much so. If you don't know, if you don't know if you're lettuce or no lettuce by now on a sub, then
Matt Harris is better than you.
Yes, actually, right. I'm better than her because he's right. You don't know you don't want lettuce, get out.
Lettuce is an easy one, right?
It is.
Onions, sometimes, maybe, whatever.
But lettuce is the foundation.
So when it comes to decision-making. Split decision making. Would you say you're better than 51% of the population?
Split decision, or
because that's a split decision. Lettuce or no lettuce. Whoa, sometimes I might be in the mood for lettuce, but
wait,
I'm having
split.
This sandwich heated up.
Now that
I think about it, maybe I'm not lettuce today.
Yeah. But you can get the lettuce on after you heat up.
That's
the
not
sub.
A split. That's not a split second.
It's not.
You know that
at right all.
I can't sign on.
Females less likely to think of themselves as good. 67% of women.
And perhaps it's because I'm a woman.
87% of men think they're good. I mean, you got to think you're good.
That's our problem.
But only 4%.
I wasn't going to say it, but I was thinking it.
I'm an advocate for men are trash. We are gross.
Come on now.
We are disgusting.
There are some things.
Why, thank you. I concur.
Thank you.
Not all of you.
Not all of us.
But there is a contingency.
Yes.
A contingency.
No, but you, like 68% of millennials say they're a good person.
They are lying.
I mean,
TikTok shows us something totally different every single day.
But good is different than great.
While TikTok is ruled by millennials, when you take a look at TikTok and the comments on TikTok at any given time, it's a far kinder app than Twitter or Facebook.
Yep, Instagram.
Far kinder.
Yep. Well, Snapchat.
First of all, most millennials are not on Facebook. That's for old people. Second of all, Twitter, yes. Twitter, indeed. Mm. But Twitter's
savage.
Twitter is mean.
Yes.
You can't go
TikTok
on that app.
TikTok is far kinder.
It is.
I find this hard to believe. 72% of people, only 72, admit to judging other people's behavior. That's got to be 100%.
No, some people don't care.
No, there's a judge. There's a different. I mean, I'm not talking about judging to the point where you want to punch them in the face or you think they're awful. But I guarantee if you see something on the news where, you know, a Karen goes off or some guy blows his hand off with a firecracker, every single person is going, what a dumbass. And that's judging. So that's 100%. Yeah.
There are whole segments dedicated to things like news nuts and morons in the news. So. Okay,
I'm not,
I get
because there's
it.
A difference between.
I get it.
I bet the people who said that they don't judge are ones that don't think that they judge to a level, but there's
because,
at least a little
because
bit.
Because whenever there's a story about people hurting kids, I am immediately
judge. Right?
Judge.
I'm
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
that's true.
There's a difference between totally judgy on every little thing or extreme judgmental.
And a celebrity complaining about something that only celebrities.
Yep.
You're going to let Kim Kardashian live, thanks.
But I judge that.
Yeah.
I judge that.
Right.
I have to admit.
And then I
judge myself for judging.
And you wouldn't judge her to the point where like, oh, Kim Kardashian, you can't even come into my house or you're a big jerk or something.
No.
Just that you judge that action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see here. One of the things else I saw was 62% believe that everyone has capacity to become a better person.
I believe that.
I believe that, too.
Yeah,
people can
you
become better
people.
You
just have to
work
people. On it.
Right.
You do.
I know you do. I know.
But most people I know
them.
Are like, hey, listen, this is just how I am.
They have capacity.
Oh, I hate that. That's how my ex was.
And I said, but that's not how you have to be.
Exactly. You don't have to suck.
It's
you know?
Harder. It's harder as you get older to get the neuroplasticity to react
BS.
To the brain.
That is BS.
The neuroplasticity. That's what I'm studying right now.
Of neuroplasticity.
Well, up to 25, your neuroplasticity is... it's harder. You can do it.
Neurotransplicity.
Neuroplasticity.
Why is it harder?
Because of the neuron, everything, and all the technological brain is...
Okay.
No, it's harder.
Did you really think he could explain this to you?
Right.
Good, but
he calls
like
it neuroplasticity, and you thought he could explain it to you
as
scientifically.
As soon as he opened up his mouth, I was like, never mind.
Like when you're two, you learn how to walk. It's easy.
Yeah, but try to learn how to walk when you're like 72.
Yeah.
If you haven't
really
walked
hard.
Up to this point, you're like, whoa, what's walking?
What's walking? I don't want to do this. It's just harder. You can do it. It's just more difficult because you have these indentations in your brain already.
Right.
Is it harder for you, Matthew?
Neuroplasticity.
Okay, when something's wrong with Matthew and people address it, is there something that you can change? Huh?
Yeah, but sometimes I'm like, I don't feel like it.
You don't want to.
Wow.
I remember Matt
saying, I see the harder part.
this was what let me know that Matt Harris was interested in change but wasn't going to work at it. His wife was trying to get him to be more positive.
Oh,
and
wow.
He said, I tried being positive, but it doesn't work. When you say being positive doesn't work, you have try to be positive. You understand positivity, but you're not working on it.
You know what? Ever since I met the man, you're definitely correct. That she failed. Trying to get him more positive.
Right now, I'm in the midst of a major therapy, being yelled at by my wife to change my ways.
Okay. And how's that
She's
working
worn
out?
Down right now.
Oh. I'm reading some things. Look.
Not changing.
Oh,
not
I trying. Know.
But he is reading.
Remember, trying. I had my first Matt Spaz out the other day. So we're almost there, I guess.
Yes. Well, I'm never going to be a 10. I'm not going to be like, hey, look at that sunset. It's freaking beautiful.
There's that low self-esteem coming out.
I can get to a 7 as far as being happy and excited and positive. I might be able to get to a 5 or 6 or 7.
5?
Well, you're a
5 on the happiness scale? That doesn't sound like you're shooting for much.
Right.
Like, a positive
you're
scale.
Like one step above total sad sex.
Exactly.
An angry man.
I shouldn't say happy. It's positivity. Like talking positive, believing positive.
Still a 5?
Okay, 6. 6.
Come on.
7. I can get to a 7. But really hard work to get to a 7.
Okay, but
you're great.
But that's why I don't try sometimes. Because like my dad said, you think
that's
you're.
I don't try.
It's why are we being hysterical?
It's so overwhelmed. It's like she described it like it's just like taking. Well, you didn't see this, but it's kind of like taking a baby out and dropping it in front of Mount Everest and said, climb that. They're like, screw that. I'm not climbing that. I'm a baby. But that's me.
But what? What type of analogy was that? I don't even understand what you mean.
It didn't make sense.
What I'm saying is, I'm overwhelmed by the idea of becoming a positive person. That's Mount Everest. So, like, why would I even start climbing up the mountain?
Why are you overwhelmed about it? What's so wrong?
Because that's a mountain to get up to be positive, guy.
Jeez. It's really
not. I will die of oxygen deprivation with a Sherpa by the time I'm at level 6.
The mountain is only tall because you're at the bottom of it.
Well, I know.
Well, then once you get to the top, it's no longer tall.
That's why
he's not going to climb. He's telling you right now, he's not even going to try to climb like that.
I will try to get to a base camp somewhere.
See, my optimistic behind wants to help him so badly. Be like, we can get there. But it's just, this seems going to be hard.
You know what happens? I'm positive it jinxes things, but I'm working on that.
Oh, knock on wood.
Yeah, see?
So being positive brings him bad luck.
Well, no, hope does.
Okay. Wait, this is, oh my gosh.
Hope kills, they say.
Okay. No, it doesn't.
Somebody said that somewhere, Confucius or something.
Your unlimited therapy, is it still going on? Like you can get therapized as much as you like?
Yeah, no, I switched, but yes, I'm still getting therapized.
Okay, good.
Okay, great.
Keep it up.
Stay there.
Keep trying.
I wanted to go to this guy. I don't know why I'm telling this on the air, but what the hell's podcast? So I was going to one therapist, and Amy and I go to a therapist once in a while, whatever. And I'm like, I need somebody to help me positivity, blah blah blah, because Amy doesn't like it. And so she recommends this guy, and I'm ready to call him. I look up online, and he's like, I specialize in sex addiction and porn addiction. And I'm thinking, well, if I go in there and I walk out, my luck's gonna be like, hey, Matt Harris, are you from Matt Ramona Show? Hey, what are you doing in there? Yeah, what do you watch? Watch porn? Not that you shouldn't be ashamed if you are, I guess, or whatever, but I don't know what that label. I couldn't even I want to be an anxiety guy.
If you talk to this therapist about your inability to be positive.
Yes, and anxiety and stuff.
Someone will see you coming out of this therapist's office and assume that you're a porn addict.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be porn addict. You just want to be the guy who sees the world as awful.
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right.
I want to have high anxiety and just unhappiness over the porn guy. Because I've watched porn once in a while. It brings me bad luck the next time.
Wow.
So I stopped watching. Maybe an erotic thriller.
The next man in my life, I'm going to say, you know what? Porn brings you bad luck, sir.
Yep. Don't
porn
you watch
brings
it.
You bad luck.
Well, it's guilt. It's just guilt of, like, I don't know, some built in my life that I really can't just.
Well, like
anyway,
we said.
Why am I doing all that? Why am I saying all this?
You have a
honesty?
Lot more work to do with your therapist, and we applaud the work that you've done so far.
Right. Just imagine it can
even
be
though it
done.
Doesn't appear like you've done very much work.
Right.
We applaud, we applaud where you
I've
are.
I've read books. I've listened to a podcast or two. I got an app.
Keep going. Keep going as possible.
All right, whatever. But I think that my wife is a nurse. She's taking a class right now. And they said people's meditation comes in different ways. Some people, they want to just, close their eyes and lay on the couch or whatever. Lay in a locust position or something.
Locust.
And other people want to drink a glass of wine. And my meditation, I tell my wife, is watching a true crime documentary.
That's not meditation.
That's my meditation.
It can't be. This is too many triggers. And I know your dopamine is just going up the roof.
Oh, I'm so medicated.
I don't want you triggered by murder. Like, I don't want murder to make you happy. Like, yeah! Killing rocks.
No, but okay. Catching the killer.
Catching.
Okay.
Catching the killer. Okay.
I want to address your ex texting you as well in this podcast, because that's one of the things we did on Intimate Issues. What it says when an ex texts you. Why are they doing it? Whatever.
Yeah. We're not talking about an ex who you broke up with. I'm talking about someone who broke your heart. Why are you on my phone? Well, there are some reasons. One of them being that they want to see whether or not you've moved on.
And what do you?
It's an ego thing.
The question
is, they want to see what, see where you are, like
in a good way or a bad way.
Both sometimes.
Both. Some want to believe that they left you in a shambles and they don't want you to thrive once mm-hmm. they're gone, and others feel kind of guilty.
Right.
About the way they treated you. So they're looking for some type of closure. Like, they want you to tell them that it's okay.
They're off the hook.
I'm not giving you either one of those.
Are you answering?
Are
you answering the text?
No.
You've answered in the past.
I have, but I stopped.
Oh, thank God you've come around.
Because it leads to me to a very petty place.
Yes,
because
I know. Like, we've had that on podcasts
like
before.
Like, why are you texting me? So whether I broke up with you or you broke up with me, let's just not. Just
I'd say booty on. Calls 90% of the time. Reason why.
85.
Maybe not exactly booty that for that moment, but just let's keep.
The potential of keeping the booty door open?
Keep the booty. Whoa, wait. Oh,
wait.
Door.
Okay.
Well, I'm in the 90, just to let y'all know.
Somebody broke your heart or you broke somebody's heart?
No, definitely broke my heart twice, three times, four times.
And he keeps texting you?
Of course.
And what's he?
Do you answer the
booty?
Text?
Yeah, because there's.
Why?
Because, so it's more of 90% is the booty. My love language is physical contact, touch.
Okay.
So, you know, when somebody reaches out to me, not to say that I'm easy, but I'm easy. I'm easy.
Not to say that I'm easy.
You know.
I'm just pretty damn easy.
Right. You say a couple of words, put them in a sentence to trigger me. I'm like, okay, I'm game. But at the same time, the other 10%, it's just like, I'm not interested in anything else. So when you get to me, I get the booty. Don't ask me, do I want to go on a date? Don't ask me, do you want to go to the movies? It's a simple physical contract.
Call.
A transaction has happened.
But doesn't it hurt your heart every time?
Nope.
Okay, that's
good
for you.
Because I'm in a whole different.
Do you text people whose heart you've broken?
I haven't broken many hearts, so I wouldn't know.
That you know of.
That I know of, right. Because I'm pretty sure I have, but that I know of, I don't, and I don't text anybody, basically. So
Don't text your ex, is what I would say. In general, don't text your ex.
No,
there's no real good to comes of it.
Well, I don't text him. He texts
me.
No,
I mean, not you. I mean, in general, I'm talking you to everybody listening. You. It's there's really no
unless it, after a certain amount of time has passed.
10 years
if
later.
If it was an amicable split, like just going in different directions in life.
But
it could be okay, but, much, much time.
But y'all,
and distance.
Okay, but some exes are good friends. Like, I have plenty of friends in college that have broken up, and they're the best of friends. Like, it didn't work out as a relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they broke up. The next day, you see them in the cab, still hanging out 10 years later.
It happens a lot easier when you're younger, I think, but I'd still be suspicious.
There are two guys who I've dated who I consider
true.
To be very good friends.
Right. Because, you know, the older you get, the more you want a specific relationship,
nah,
you want to
people.
Last longer. So, okay, I see that.
I don't need these hanger-ons.
Meanwhile, Matt has had like two relationships his entire life.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, though.
It is.
No,
that's
I've had way more than that.
Now, okay. Have you?
Three or four.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There you go. Thanks for checking out the podcast and being with us. Make sure you share it, rate it, give it 100 stars. Probably can't give them that many, but whatever.
Because it's only 5.
And again, the Matt and Ramona Show Facebook page or find us on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, with Ramona Holloway and Matt Harris and
Eric Kelly Show.
Eric Kelly Show.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Talk soon.